Good evening. This is the Technologies KS3 Daily Briefing for February 8th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support my podcast by subscribing to it wherever you're listening to this podcast, but sharing it with everyone that you know, but then also listen to this podcast on a daily basis. But then you can also support me by going to my Patreon site. That's patreon.com/KS3Tech, and you can support me there as well. And I really appreciate everybody listening to this podcast. It's been a joy just continually to share my knowledge and my findings of the day to make sure that you know the truth about technology. So let's go ahead and begin with the briefing, starting off with Sprint. Yes, Sprint is a carrier that personally I don't care for. Why? Is because I used to be a Sprint customer many years ago, 11 years ago, and had a problem with them when I needed to upgrade my phone, my Trio at the time, and get the new one, and they wanted to charge me more, and they had a breach of contract, and so I was able to move in ever since, been with AT&T and with iPhone. Got the first one of the first iPhones around. And so back then, you know, Sprint, in fact, was upgrading their networks to the 3G network at the time. And they were charging all the customers more money for it. But they called it 3G. Well, at the time, too, when AT&T, when AT&T was upgrading their network from 3G to 4G, they had a little thing where they called it something a little bit different, HBSA Plus. But they called it 4G, but it wasn't really 4G. It was still an enhanced version of 3G. But now here we are transitioning from 4G LTE, which is a standard, now to 5G, which won't come until later on this year. And really into next year. But what AT&T has done is that they're marketing their phones, the high-end phones right now, at least phones that are flagships, to 5GE. 5GE has nothing to do with the actual 5G standard that we'll all be using next year and beyond. So Sprint understands this and has decided to file a suit against AT&T for false advertising and misrepresentation. And I actually applaud Sprint for doing this. And it's good that even though listen, 5GE, all it is the advanced LTE technology, 4G LTE technology. So it's supposed to provide faster speeds, but Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon have been using this for years. AT&T has it already, but now they're just calling their advanced LTE a 5GE. And it's good that Sprint is, and it's good to see that a major carrier is actually doing something about this. And I did when it first came out with this, and I talked about this on the briefing, it is good that, and I said that it'd be great if one of the carriers did something about it, and boom, here we got Sprint doing something about it. Now, if the other carriers, T-Mobile and Verizon, if they will fall upon this and actually act on this, then hopefully we can get the truth from AT&T and stop misrepresenting a technology that isn't even here yet. So it's good. It's actually just in 12 cities, but you can't get it only in a hotspot. Let's move on. So Spotify. Now, Spotify has been in the news, of course, with them broadening their selections, their options to their users by buying a couple podcast companies or whatnot. They have done something else, too, is that they're starting to ban users that use ad-blocking technology. Now, if you listen to Spotify on the website, you can actually listen to Spotify directly on the web. That means on any desktop or whatnot. But you also have advertisements on there as well. So Spotify is like, No, we are not going to allow that. If you want to do that, then you're no longer going to be on our network. Why? Well, because ad revenue is very important. That's one of the reasons why Spotify can even provide a free service with advertisements. And so it makes sense. But it's unfortunate that for people that are tired of being bombarded with ads, and out of all honesty, I'm one of those people. I don't use ad blockers, but I'm just tired of the ads. I'm so tempted to go use an ad blocker, particularly for YouTube. But it's a necessary evil for the services that we actually have. So next up is Facebook. Facebook, I told you the last week that they are creating a teen-focused app called LOL. And all this is gifts and whatnot that, you know, that teens can communicate with. And it's focused on the younger kids or children. Well, before they were developing it and they were going to release it, but now today they announced that they're canceling it. And they're putting all their efforts on the Facebook Messenger for kids and enhancing that service, which basically means that they're going to take whatever they had in LOL and put it into Facebook Messenger. But what this also shows is that Facebook is making a concerted effort on trying to get kids to use Facebook so that they can have that cool quotient or whatever. I don't know. I know a lot of kids are now using the TikTok. I haven't used it yet, but I know other people that have. I don't see that fun in it. Well, maybe I just need to use it. Maybe I'm speaking too quick, but it doesn't really appeal to me. And maybe because of just the generation, I mean, who knows? But at least Facebook is trying to cater to the demographic that will eventually grow up and they can learn about and then market all the ads to, depending on how they use the service. Crazy. Big data. Next up, we actually have Microsoft. Did you know that Microsoft has a product called Office 2019? Did you know that? I mean, I knew that. But they also have another service called Office 365. Did you know that? I mean, I knew that too. I mean, I use Office 365 because it's a subscription service. And Office 2019, whether or not it's for the PC or for the Mac, is a standalone, it's just a standalone product. Now, 2019 is what we've all grown up with the standalone product. You pay one price and boom, you got the products, right? The Office, I mean, the Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. And so, but Office 365 gives you more applications and it's always up to date and everything else, while the standalone version isn't as up to date and cannot use some of the cloud capabilities that Microsoft has put in place in Office 365. So Microsoft has released several ads, and they're pretty hilarious in my opinion, and they're really discouraging people from buying a product and just subscribing to it. Now, if you look at how you may use Office, it still may be a better offer to go with a standalone product, but there's some downsides to it. And you're not going to be able to utilize all the nice new net technology that Microsoft has been building for all these years. And so paying $5 a month for Office, another subscription, $60 a year, may actually come out better for you in the long term. But again, this is another service that you subscribe into, just like with everything else. So you really got to take a look at all the things that you are paying for on a monthly basis to see whether or not if it really is cheaper to subscribe or cheaper just to buy flat out. So some good news. SpaceX has reached a milestone. It's a very important milestone with their rocket. Now, we all know that, particularly Elon Musk, is that if there's any type of big milestone or big news that comes out with SpaceX, he announces it through Twitter. So he's done that for this milestone. And basically, that these rockets that they're making for the manned spaceflight to Mars and to the moon and whatnot, that they have gotten to a point where they have enough power in order to really be able to do that. The other one, the lap from last week or a couple weeks ago, was just a test on just seeing if it can fire. But now it now can push out the maximum amount of power to be able to run. And this is huge news. And the reason why is because SpaceX is fully committed to manned spaceflight. And it's awesome because now we can really look and see that, well, in our lifetimes, that we really may see somebody, a human, on Mars, and for them to come back. This is absolutely exciting. I'm just waiting for somebody to create some warp drive. I know that's coming, and I'm sure Elon Musk will facilitate that. But either case, see, this is all good, and I love being able to end the week on some really good news. Now, the other thing that I want to be able to leave you all with today, because it is Friday, that when it comes to technology and embracing new technology and stuff like that, that you have to be able to take some time to really be able to learn it. Now, this is how I learn, and it may or may not apply to you, but I think this works across the board. If there's an application that you want to learn, make sure that you read the manual. Now, you may be like, manual? What manual? Well, believe it or not, there are manuals for every app online. Whether that is a true manual that talks about feature by feature or a tutorial. But give yourself some time this weekend to learn something new. Go a deeper dive into the application that you want to learn more about. In fact, if you have Office, for instance, did you know that 90% of Word, of the features in Word, are not even used? You're like wondering, like, what are the features? Well, how about this? Create a table that's connected to your Excel sheet and have it automatically update when you update your Excel sheet. Learn how to do that. It's quite easy. But in either case, learn something new. Expand your curiosity. Because as long as you keep that open, you keep your mind fresh, you keep your mind engaged, and that way that you can live a little longer life and appreciate life more. But this ends the daily briefing for February 8th, 2019. Again, my name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and everyone, have a wonderful weekend.